Hello, my name is Rakai. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a test site near you?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
You're breaking up, miss. I can't understand you.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I want to find out my availability. I called in last week and gave a lady my information, and she said I would be put on the waiting list or holding list.
Okay, so yes,
I want to know. I would like to know where I stand, miss. If you can look up my name and tell me when. I noticed that RMC is giving injections, but I can't get through to them.
The only thing I could tell you, I can't actually tell you where. I mean, if you're on the list, I don't have access to see who's on the list. But if she registers you, then you should be on
there. My question is this. Are you affiliated with RMC or no? Where are you located? Are you in Anniston, Alabama, ma'am?
No, I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, that ain't doing me much dang good. I mean, I'm calling.
But I help with. I'm the hotline. I put the help with all the counties in Alabama. I can pre-register you if you would like me to be back.
But I pre-registered last week. Do you know?
If it was last week, then.
I'm sorry.
If it was last week, I'm so sorry, but if it was last week, you should wait a little longer. But it takes a minute. Some people have to wait more than 3 weeks.
All right. Will they call me?
Yes, sir. If you left your name, phone number, email, they will contact you.
Okay. I don't have email.
Well, if you left your phone number, then they'll definitely call you.
All
or
right.
Maybe leave a text.
All right. Well, okay, young lady, you help me out a little bit. At least I know where I stand right now. But you told me to hang loose for a while.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, miss. You have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.
Bye.